95.9 The Rat. Giving away tickets for you to see Brian Adams and Billy Idol on the No Sweat News Quiz on Friday morning. And these stories could very well turn up on that quiz. So stick them in a brain cell that you're not planning on burning between now and then.
And if you forget any of the stories due to Radfest, just brush up on them. WRAT.com, on-demand podcast section.
All right, story number one takes us to the internet. There is a new trend.
A new trend? Oh, I love trends on the internet until they make me, you know, like throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh, wait until you see this.
Okay.
New trend?
The new trend in fashion is extra long toenails.
Oh,
gentlemen.
That's something out of a Freddy Krueger movie.
Extra long. I'm showing the boys that's pictures disgusting. Now of Instagram photographs of women. Who have toenails that look to be, what, between 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches long.
That really is freakish.
They are well-maintained with pedicure and toenail polish.
Ew.
Extra long toenails may become a thing. Consider yourselves warned.
You don't want to sleep next to that girl.
No, and
can you imagine the scratch marks?
And how are they going to walk when they have to put actual shoes on?
Like a duck?
You have to get shoes two sizes too big.
I want to see them put on some socks.
Clearly, it's a summertime thing when you're wearing sandals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once it's winter, they're going to have to wear 2 catcher's gloves on their feet.
Extra long toenails. I'm giving that a hard no.
That's not something we need.
Dateline Pennsylvania for story number 2. I'm just going to put the headline out there. Police in Pennsylvania are hunting for a woman who peed on the potatoes at Walmart.
Ooh.
What?
Yes. You walked into the Walmart. The potatoes were at floor level of the Walmart marketplace area. She squatted, peed, and walked away.
Well, it is Walmart. You know,
should be laughing, but
this is not a ice cream licking situation. No. And here's why: because a Walmart employee saw it happen.
And
immediately went and took the potatoes off the floor, sanitized the area. Well, the story blew up in the local town yesterday, and she has turned herself in. So, Gotts, I would like you to meet your future wife, 20-year-old Grace Brown, who says she was so out of her mind, she thought she was actually in the ladies' room.
Wow.
But instead, it was the potatoes.
Okay. That's no gravy. Whoa.
You know what? If she is admitting to being out of her mind, then okay.
Like I said, your future wife.
Yeah. She gets a soft pass.
I've been plenty high in my day. I've never looked at a pile of potatoes and said, urinal.
I wish I could say the same thing, but one time I thought I was at a urinal and I looked and it was a big gulp cup. And that's not even a joke.
Hey, at least that's a container.
I was like, wow, why is it splashing at me? Oh, I'm going in the cup.
It checks your flavor.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, here comes the WRAT story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Dateline, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Pennsylvania.
Somebody is selling a WRAT bumper sticker on eBay.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm not kidding at all.
Vintage, yellow, black, the rat rocks with the mouse.
A very recent one. Doesn't even look like... You know, there are bumper stickers that have out of print. The Euro sticker, the oval with the RAT in it.
Right.
Out of print. If you had one of them, it could be worth some money.
Hold on. I'm checking the username. Jimmy_Steele.
Right.
1992.
Someone is selling a WRAT.
What's
bumper sticker on eBay.
What's he asking for?
Ah, $10.
$10?
They will be... for free at Radfest, if you can get your hands on one.
To whomever it is from Bristol, Pennsylvania, could you please call me? I've got a deal I'd like to make you. Because I could be a source, you know? Maybe we can create a little side business for Carl's Amsterdam Fund here.
Jesus.
That is crazy.
There's somebody is selling a rat bumper sticker on eBay.
That's fantastic.
Man, would you imagine how much money you would get for a t-shirt?
I know, right?
That's actually a good point.
I think maybe we've made it.
Absolutely.
I don't know. That's today's No Sweat News. You can find more at WRAT.com in the podcast section, because Friday we're giving away Billy Idol, Brian Adams tickets for the August show at the PNC Bank Art Center. Yes, Gox.
I have a white van out here, a rap van in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. The Holy one that you lit on fire that you won't cop to, that one?
That'll get us at least $25.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.